A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. And their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth. Here is an example that Paul gives to Timothy of words that are so dangerous and so deadly that it is likened to gangrene. We could say, perhaps in today's language, because gangrene is not so common as it was then, we could say cancer. That is how dangerous our words might be, and how talk, even about Christianity, can be like cancer, hurting those and destroying those who hear us, like it says in verse 14, that words which do no good only ruin the hearers. And then Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, then gives names of those in the church that Timothy was well aware of and had contact with them, and their words were like gangrene. And he says then, these two men, Hymenaeus and Philetus. He goes on to say what their words are all about. You would expect that it's something dirty, something that is unsanctified, but in fact, they speak doctrine which is without the Holy Spirit. It is doctrine that therefore becomes false. And Paul says that they have swerved from the truth. They've gone off the track. And then he explains, they say the resurrection has already happened. So they get a bee in the bonnet, in their bonnet, that their belief, their leading by the Holy Spirit, so that's what they think, is so important that everybody must hear it. And they settled upon this strange idea that the resurrection had already happened. Well, stranger ideas have happened since then. And words and doctrines have come into the church again and again through the centuries, hurting God's people and spreading like gangrene. Sometimes it might be more subtle than a false doctrine like this one of Hymenaeus and Philetus. It might be actually quite realistic and quite a possibility to the hearers. But that can also be a ruin, something that diverts God's people from what God wants them to concentrate on.